Shaldbot.
Mork. Mork, activate your receiver mode and come in, please.
Orson, you never call me. What's up, sweetheart, darling baby?
I have something very important to tell you, Mork.
Oh, don't tell me you've got some heavy news.
Mork, I'm calling to tell you you're about to have a birthday.
Uh-oh. My first?
Now, don't panic. Everything will be just fine if you do what I say.
Why'd it have to happen to me? Couldn't someone else have had my first birthday?
Calm down.
Thanks. I needed that.
Every organ has to go through this. Mork, meet your Gleek.
Gleek?
Now, on your birthday, you'll begin to run down. You'll speed up. You'll slow down. You'll have trouble talking. You'll act weird. You'll act weirder. Don't shake the Gleek. You'll deactivate the chemicals.
Sorry, your fatitude.
That Gleek must be in perfect working order when you hit it against your head to recharge yourself.
No problem, Your Immenseness. I'll guard it as if my life depended on it.
Mork, your life does depend on it.
Whew, no pressure. Well, sir, I've got to be going. I've got a new job at a place called a kennel. It's populated with creatures just like Venusians, only smarter.
Lucky you speak Venusian.
Ah, you bet.
So good to see you again.
I know. 3 months is too long for friends like us to be apart. Did you know that if we were snails, we'd already be dead?
So much has happened, Joyce.
Yeah. Like my name isn't Joyce anymore. It's Rainbow.
Do you want some coffee?
No, I never drink caffeine.
Oh, well, how about a soft drink?
Mindy, sugar is suicide.
Can you drink water?
Fluoride's in it.
Well, what can you drink?
Do you have a beer?
Doesn't beer have chemicals in it, too?
Yeah, but after a six-pack, who cares?
Mindy!
Oh, Mork!
Hi, other person.
Mork, I want you to meet my good friend Rainbow. Rainbow, this is Mork.
Oh, and double it. Nanu, nanu.
I like him already. You know, I get so tired of that hippie handshake, you know? Those people who keep saying the same boring cliches. Oh, by the way, what's your sign?
Mark's a moon child.
Oh, come on, Mindy. You know moon children are only this big with mold on their heads and terrible acne.
Oh, how'd your first day at the kennel go?
Oh, I don't know why they call it work. It was so easy. They told me to take the dogs for a walk, and I could see they could walk by themselves, so I let them out. I told them to be back by midnight.
Mark, they'll never come back.
Oh, yes, they will. They promised.
Mork, you might as well not go back to work at the kennel tomorrow. He's been having a hard time finding a job.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I run a health food store, and I've been looking for a revolutionary moonchild stock boy. How would you like to try it?
Whoa, does a Martian have 8 legs?
That's all, Eve.
Savanala, Nanu, Nanu. Here you go, Savanere. Whoop. I still respect you. Ah, none for you until you finish that bologna sandwich I gave you the other day. When I think of all the starving plants in Asia. What? You don't eat meat? Oh, you're a humanitarian. What? Then I'll fix you a salad next time. Oh, sorry, it might be somebody you know. Forgive me. There's the phone. Shut up. I know what it was. Give me a 10.
I don't know who that is.
Give me off. I'm okay. I'll get it. Everybody off. Everybody off. Hello. Goodbye. Hello. Goodbye. Jive, turkey. I know. I need my recharge. I need my Gleek.
Oh, was the knee, Gleek, Gleek.
Ah, oh, my little Gleek. Gleek, don't fail me now. What's wrong, you dumb? No, it's not time to recharge yet. Got 2 more hours. I better set my watch. Ankle watch, set, set. Watch still ticking.
Gleek.
Can't let you out of my sight today. If I do, I'd be up the Milky Way without a paddle. Mindy, get the phone. I told her, be quiet.
Hello? There's nobody there.
Same thing happened to me. Phone again. Shut up, I heard.
Get at the phone.
I will. So long, your husband. Listen, Dirtball, I've had it up to here with you. Oh, yeah? To you, too.
Clark, will you stop kidding around? What's that?
It's a rope.
What's it for?
Well, it serves a very important purpose. I can't remember what for, though.
Are you all right?
I think so. I had trouble sleeping last night. I tossed and turned, which is not very easy, considering I sleep hanging from a bar.
Well, if you're tired, why don't you go crash for a while?
I'm not into pain, but I think a nap will do.
Oh.
It's an old Orkin custom. You see, when we want to remember something, we tie a rope around our neck.
Oh, we do the same thing, except we tie a little string around our finger.
Oh, an Ork, that's how we used to hang cattle rustlers.
Oh, terrific. Now, what were you supposed to remember?
I can't remember. I forget.
I bet I know.
What?
Today's your interview with the vitamin vendor.
Oh, thank you. Now I don't have to get ring around the rope. That's something very important. Thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, I know it's important to you, so good luck. Oh, Mark, don't do tricks like that at your interview. I'll see you later.
You can count on me. Ciao. Whoa, something's wrong. Wait a minute. Either I'm sick or I'm in Pisa. I'm all right now. Hold on, I must be sick. Let me see. No fever. Wish I could remember what I'm supposed to do. Play back old tapes. Plants. Head back to plants. Plants are the clue. You still haven't eaten that bologna sandwich I gave you earlier. Now, you've got to eat so you can grow up and be big and strong like your father, Fern. Wait. Food. Food. Gleek. Gleek. Ah, oh, thanks. Oh, good for you. Oh, if I forgot my Gleek, that'd be a disaster if I failed to recharge myself. If I don't recharge, I slow down, I speed up, my memory goes, I slow down, I speed up, my memory goes. Wow, deja vu, I feel like I've been here before. I wish I could remember what I'm supposed to do. God, I gotta remember, what am I talking about? I don't know. Give me a chance, you sign the contract. You're not gonna get me with that old phone trick. Come in.
Thanks, my vitamin sounds a lot better now, Mrs. Stetson.
Well, I knew it would once I shook your pet turtle out of it. Well, the lesson's over, and I'm going to lunch.
Oh, enjoy it. Where are you going to go?
That new Continental Cafe.
Oh, Shea Eddie.
Is that place any good?
Of course. All the French truck drivers eat there.
I guess I'll have to hang around here. My mom doesn't pick me up for another hour.
Really? Well, I'll give you a ride home.
Okay, on one condition. This time you don't pop any wheelies.
So long, folks.
Okay, have a nice lunch, Graham.
Your grandmother is always out for lunch.
Mark, what are you doing here?
Well, I thought I had an interview.
You do, with the vitamin vendor.
I don't feel too well, especially when I left the house.
Well, you look fine now.
Well, it comes and goes.
Are you all right?
Oh, certainly I'm all right.
Daddy, I think he might need a doctor.
He's asleep standing on his feet. Is that normal for him?
Not at all. Normally he sleeps hanging from a bar.
Jolly, it could have been a contender. Oh, feeling good now. Punching meat now. Sucking eggs.
You know something? I think you're right. I'm going to go get that doctor. He's out here in the mall. I'll be right back.
Good. More.
Oh, who took my bones?
Oh, your foot's ringing. I'll get it.
Don't answer it. They'll just hang up.
It's your ankle watch. What's this piece of paper?
Must be a footnote.
It says, Dear Mork, just a reminder, if you don't use your Gleek, you'll be dead in 1 hour. Love, Mork.
Whoa.
Mork, what's a Gleek?
I don't know.
Well, what did you mean when you said you were going to be dead in 1 hour?
I don't know. I heard that somewhere, though.
In that note. Why did you write that note?
What note?
This note. Look, it's in your own handwriting.
I'm going to be dead. Oh, I miss me. Oh, no. I'm going to die. Heavy sigh, anxiety, anger mixed with inner turmoil. Oh, no, I'm seeing my whole life flash before me. No big deal. I've got so much to do. There's only an hour left. Wait. Da, 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 da. At last, a cure for acne. I'd like to thank the Academy. No one helped me get this award.
What are you doing?
I've only got an hour left, Benina. I want to reach for all the gusto I can. Oh, if only there were an hour and 10 minutes. Oh. Mindy, what are you doing after the funeral?
Oh, Mark, stop.
No, don't stop me now. I'm full of real zest for life.
Sit down. Daddy went just across the mall. He's getting a doctor, so...
Why, is he sick?
No, you're sick.
Oh, I can't be. I've got to go to that interview. Oh,
forget that interview.
Forget what?
Sit down.
Here he is.
Oh, good.
Hi there. I'm Dr. Ducky. Where's my little patient?
That is not a child.
What kind of a doctor did you say you were?
I'm Dr. Benton Phillips, pediatrician.
It was either him or the foot doctor.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, miss. I am a professional. I'll just take his temperature. Open for Mr. Mercury.
Good day, Buona.
No. What do you think's wrong with him?
Well, he's obviously very hyperactive. And somewhat sluggish. 63 degrees, that's not possible.
What's that?
Oh, it's Benny the Bunny and his magic stethoscope. I use it on the children. But don't worry, it works just like a real one. You see what I mean? Either I have a defective bunny or this man's heart has stopped.
Mindy, I guess it's time we told him.
Daddy, we can't.
Well, we have to, Mindy. It's his life.
Tell me what?
Doc, well, you see, Doctor, he hasn't been here long. He's an alien from another planet.
Let me get this straight. You're trying to tell me that I have been examining a man with no heartbeat, who has a temperature of 63 degrees and comes from another planet. Hmm?
You got it.
I've got no time for practical jokes. I don't know how you tampered with my instruments, but my Mr. Mercury and my bunny were working before I came here. And nobody makes a fool of Dr. Ducky.
Daddy, what are we going to do?
Oh, honey, now take it easy. Take it easy. Everything is going to be all right. I'll think of something.
Well, I guess the only thing left is... we'll just call an ambulance.
See, I told you I'd think of something. Now, honey, everything is going to be all right. The ambulance will be here in 1 minute, and don't worry about a thing. They'll run through every red light in Boulder to get here.
Hello, this is an emergency. A man is dying. Yes, I'll hold. Oh, no, he's gone.
What? That's ridiculous. Where did he go?
Well, maybe he went back to the apartment.
Right, let's check it out.
Or he might have gone to that interview with the vitamin vendor.
But why would he go there? He's only got an hour to live.
Daddy, his mind isn't working right, and he's dying to get a job. Why did I say that?
Will you look at me? Look, if you can't handle drugs, don't do them, okay? What do you mean I don't give a hoot? It's just... oh, wrap later. Hi, Mark. Hear about the job?
No, what are they saying? Well, is it quitting time? I don't feel too well.
Maybe it's a nutrition thing. Like maybe your potassium is in an imbalance with your blood sugar. You know, when that happens to me, I go straight for a Snickers bar. He's a customer. Now I want to see you wait on him.
How long should I wait?
Time is money and money's relative. Just see what he wants.
Wow, reality. What a concept. What do you want?
Do you have any wheat germ?
No, I hope not. Everybody, off!
My doctor says that I need to get more iron. Now, what do you suggest?
Eat your car keys.
Do you have any clover honey?
Oh, I'll check, sweetheart.
Never mind. I'll just get some vitamins. I need some A.
A.
B12.
Look at this, all the water. Too big for this, Star.
Miss.
I'm sorry. My friend's biorhythms are the pits today.
Look, I just have a bottle of vitamin A.
Sure. Mark, will you go over there and get the bottle with the green pills?
Kale.
So anyway, I feel in addition to vitamins, a person should get a lot of exercise. Like, I'm into transcendental tennis.
Transcendental tennis?
Yeah, we don't believe in actually hitting the ball. We just kind of relate.
Look,
to
could you please hurry it up?
I don't know why it was my fault.
Here's one.
No. If this is what vitamins do to you, I'm going back to junk food.
Thanks, come again. Mark, I think there's something really wrong with you.
Oh, no. Let it go to me. You'll see everything. Oh, no. Bleaks. Everything's brown bleaks.
Everything's brown bleaks. That's my favorite Rod McEwen album.
Bleak. Recharge. Bleak.
Mark. Mindy.
Rainbow.
Bleak.
Oh. Help me get him to the car. He's really sick.
Okay.
No. Not the vitamin bender, the vitamin vendor. Yes, that's V as in vendor, E as in ender, N as in ender.
Oh, I've been trying to reach him. Why'd you bring him here? I thought you'd take him straight to the hospital.
He insisted on coming home. He says he has to find something. Something called Gleek or...
Gleek! Gleek!
Easy.
Gleek.
Right on the couch.
We've got to find out what a gleek is.
Right.
What time is it?
It's almost 1:30.
Oh! We'll find out in 10 more minutes. He doesn't stand a chance.
Chance. So now, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
floor.
Air floor? Remember, you're sick. Come here.
Okay, oh, wow, oh, no. There goes my sense of direction.
Oh, no.
Help me, no,
grab it. Wait a minute. I saw this once in a TV show.
Oh.
It worked.
Mark, you've got to help us. What is wrong with you?
It's my birthday.
Oh, no, it's his birthday.
What's wrong with having a birthday?
I don't know. What is wrong with having a birthday?
Oh, no, a birthday comes only every 2,000 times. When it does, our bodies go shazbot and we get the goggles.
Gorgles? Are these gorgles contagious?
Oh, no, they're just like what you earthlings call dying.
Mort, you have got to tell us what a gleek is.
Energy source. Recharge.
Mort, what does it look like?
Oh,
now his voice is going. Mork, you've got to tell us what a gleek looks like.
Give us a clue. How big is it?
I think he's trying to tell us something.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a Lassie movie. A gleek is a chicken.
It's a bald chicken.
A bald chicken? No. Egghead. It's an egghead. It's an egg. A gleek is an egg. It's an egg.
I know. I found an egg. I found an egg on the counter this morning and I put it in the refrigerator.
Okay, now, Mark, look. Don't worry. After you get your gleek, your gorgles will be gone.
I can't believe I said that.
Mark, which one is it?
Here, come on.
Ugly.
Oh!
Let me get something straight. He's from a more advanced society.
Bleak.
Calls for me while I was out.
Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson. Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Did you make it through your birthday, Mark?
Oh, yes, sir, but they threw a very strange ceremony for me. You see, Minnie made me a cake, and then it caught on fire.
What did you do?
You know me, sir. Semper paratus. I stomped that sucker right out, boy.
Good work, Mark.
Thank you, sir.
Well, now that you're getting older, you're going to have to settle down.
But since I've been on Earth, I'm not a Blee Major anymore. Does that mean I have to get boring?
Not boring, Mort. Just more like me.
Well, I better keep having those Zeppelins for breakfast, then.
Well, I mean it. Stop acting like a child. You have to start calming down.
Oh, contraire, mon grandiose. The dullest people on Earth are the ones who think that they have to calm down and set a pattern for themselves as they grow older. And that pattern dictates what they should be. It gives them very little freedom to be who they are.
But everyone knows that as you grow older, you become more serious.
Ah, but isn't it true, sir? No matter how many years you have, you have to keep just a touch of the child in you, a little bit of the Mondo Bozo. You never feel old. So until next week, this is Mork signing off. Nanu, nanu.